Hello, this is my Lenten Diary for March the 25th, 2017. Today is Saturday in the third week of Lent. One of the Psalms appointed for today is Psalm 132, and I'd like to read verses 7 through 9 from that Psalm. Let us go to God's dwelling place. Let us fall upon our knees before His footstool. Arise, O Lord, into your resting place, you and the ark of your strength. Let your priests be clothed with righteousness. Let your faithful people sing with joy. Let us go to God's dwelling place. The notion that God has a dwelling place is a bit of a stretch for most of us of 21st century sensibilities. We don't have quite the same sense of sacred and profane that the people of the psalmist's day did. The notion that God's glory would overshadow a particular location and that a particular location would be the focal point of God's presence, that was very much part of Hebrew worship, both first in the tabernacle, tent of meeting that the Lord directed Moses to construct during the wilderness wanderings of 40 years. And it was certainly a part, this notion of God's dwelling place was certainly a part of the construction of the temple in its various iterations after the people had settled in the land of promise. We, in our own church architecture, have retained a bit of this notion of a special space, a sanctuary, a holy of holies, if you will, that is around the altar area in an Episcopal church, and this sort of being set apart of the space is usually delineated by an altar rail, like we have at Trinity Church. But for most of us, we don't necessarily view the church building as the place where God dwells. We tend to think of God being everywhere, and the church building, or any religious architecture, functioning more or less as a place for God's people to gather. We would sort of get uncomfortable with the notion that God could be circumscribed by a building. And yet, I wonder if part of what we have lost in our sensibility that God is everywhere, if we've lost any sense of the sacred or reverence. I remember the first time I walked into St. Peter's Church in Fernandina, Florida, which was my home parish when I became an Episcopalian. Even if you walked into it in the middle of the day, people who were tourists, and we kept the building open for people to come in as a part of touring the historic area of the downtown where St. Peter's was located, people would quiet their voices. There was the sense that this was a set-apart place. Certainly happened at the parish I served before I came to Trinity. You would walk into the nave of Christ in St. Luke's, even in the middle of the day with nothing going on a Tuesday. If I was showing the space to a prospective bride and groom, I was always fascinated how people began to whisper, because the space carried some sense of sacredness. I wonder what it would be like for those of us who are part of Trinity Church in Wauwatosa to recover this notion of sacredness and to have a sense of reverence in our comings and goings from the worship space. We certainly don't believe that God lives in the worship space and in the worship space alone, but I wonder if the reverence isn't about helping us understand that what we do when we gather in the worship space to worship is something different, something otherworldly, something holy. What would it be like if we would just experiment with the notion that when we come to worship, we are coming to encounter a living God? I wonder if that would make our worship a little different, if we recognize that what we are about to do is encounter the Holy One of Israel, that we are about to sing God's praises, to receive a word from God, and to encounter God. I wonder if we began to think in those terms how that might impact the way we enter our worship space. Let us go to God's dwelling place. Let us fall down on our knees before His footstool. That seems a worthy thing to think about between now and worship tomorrow. Let us pray. Almighty God, who after the creation of the world rested from all your works and sanctified a day of rest for all your creatures, grant that we, putting away all earthly anxieties, may be duly prepared for the service of your sanctuary, and that our rest here upon earth may be a preparation for the eternal rest promised to your people in heaven. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen.